An injured hiker who intentionally started a wildfire to get help was rescued by the National Park Service earlier this month. Denali National Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says a helicopter went after 39-year-old Robert Faber of Toronto, Ontario.
On Saturday, September 5th, our Park Communication Center received a report of a fire that was noted in the Sanctuary River drainage. This would have been about 10 miles south of the Denali Park Road. When we went to investigate, we saw someone waving on the ground. The ship was able to land, and they determined that this gentleman had taken a 20-foot fall the previous evening, lost most of the equipment, and he had fractures to his upper arm and lower spine.
Pfister says the injured man was airlifted by helicopter to the hospital in Fairbanks. It took 40 water bucket drops from the helicopter to put out the fire, which burned about 20 acres of dwarf birch in the Upper Sanctuary River area. Pfister says Faber walked 10 miles despite his injuries and will not be charged for the rescue or fire suppression.
We certainly don't encourage people to set fires, but in this case, he was in a pretty desperate situation. He was by himself. He was pretty severely injured. He had tried to get himself out and had tried to make people aware of his location, and this was a last-ditch effort, and there won't be any further follow-up on our part.
Pfister says the helicopter used in the rescue and fire suppression is stationed at the park as part of normal seasonal firefighting operations.